This morning I've got a quiz for you, and I'd like you to tell me the name of the person that I'm thinking of when I ask each question. And Tom's going to put the correct answers one by one up on the screen, and I'd like the children and the young people to try and answer first. And just in case you don't know, perhaps the adults can then supply the answers. Right, the first one. Who am I thinking of when I say a celebrated New Zealand opera singer? A celebrated New Zealand opera singer. Looks as if this one's going to have to go to the adults. Yes. It is something like that, yes. I'm not sure I can pronounce it properly either. Ah, Kathy's got it off far better than I would say it. Kiri Te Kanawa, and my apologies to the lady if I've mispronounced her name. Right. A writer of many much loved children's stories. Any of the children and young people know that? A writer of many much loved children's stories. Yes. Well, that would be true, but I'm not thinking of Roald Dahl. Yes? Sorry? I've never heard of him or her. Someone Smith? Dickens Smith, right. That's my ignorance, I'm afraid. But no, any other thoughts? Yeah? No, I'm not thinking of Enid Blyton, but I know that would be true because she wrote absolutely loads, didn't she? Jacqueline Wilson, no. Now, I'll give you a clue. I think this person lived for many years in the Lake District. Ah, Anne knows. Yes. Beatrix Potter, yes. Right, this might be an easier one for you. I hope it is. The first British woman Prime Minister. Now, I hope some of you youngsters know that. Yes, at the back. Margaret Thatcher, correct. Yes, thank you. A celebrated British prison reformer of the 18th century. A celebrated British prison reformer from the 18th century. Any of the youngsters know that one? You can consult. Yes, again at the back. The young lady. Sorry, I can't hear you. Elizabeth Fry, right. Okay, yes, Elizabeth Fry. Yeah. Nicknamed the Lady of the Lamp. Yes, Catherine. Florence Nightingale, yes, Florence Nightingale. A woman who campaigned for the right of women to vote. A woman who campaigned for the right of women to vote. Any of the guides or rangers know that? Yes, you can consult. Again at the back. Mrs. Pankhurst. That's right. Emmeline Pankhurst. Right, very good. Now, I hope some of the youngsters will know this one. The winner of the most Wimbledon ladies singles titles. Yes. I didn't know Cheryl Cole was a tennis player. The winner of the most Wimbledon ladies singles titles. Kathy. That's right, Martina Navratilova. Yep. The author of Jane Eyre. Now that's a book I don't expect you to have read, but you might have heard of it, yes. Charlotte Bronte, yes, correct, yes. A Polish chemist who was well known for her research into radioactivity. Any of the guides or rangers know that? A Polish chemist who was well known for her research into radioactivity. Yes, you can consult. The young lady at the back again, yes. Marie Curie, very good. We know where the brains are in this church, don't we? Cool. Very good. Now, I hope some of the youngsters will know this one. A fierce British queen who fought against the Romans, Leah. Young man, yes. Boudicca, yes. When I was a youngster, she was known as Boadicea, but it's Boudicca now, isn't it? Why the change, I don't know. Right. Hope you know this one. Queen of England at the time of the Spanish Armada, Leah. Queen Elizabeth I, yes, correct. A woman whom many regard as a saint for her work in the streets of Calcutta. Again, at the back, yes. Mother Teresa, well done, thank you. Yes. Right, thank you. Now, what have all these people got in common? Leah. They're all women, yes, they're all women. Can you see the hidden message among those answers? Any of you see the hidden message among those answers? Look downwards. Leah again. There's a cross there, is there? Oh, well, there may be. That wasn't the answer I was looking for, but there may well be. Now, yes. Women's voices. Yes, very good. Yes, women's voices. Yeah. All these women have written their names, so to speak, into history. Despite living in a man's world, and despite some of them at least suffering discrimination against them and oppression, but they all had a journey that they were determined to make, and it was a difficult one, and on that journey they met difficulties, but they were determined to use their gifts for what they believed was right. Now, some of them, we may not have agreed with what they stood for and what they said, but we can all recognize their courage and their determination. And our Old Testament reading was about a woman called Ruth, and she shared some of that same courage and determination. When her mother-in-law Naomi urged her to go back to her own country of Moab instead of going with Naomi to Judah, Ruth insisted in going with her mother-in-law to Judah, and she said to her, "I urge you, do not make me go back or desert you. Where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Your people shall be my people, and your God shall be my God." Well, sadly, in today's world, women are still discriminated against and meet opposition. And what we really need in society and in the church is equality for both men and for women. And the Apostle Paul once wrote, "There is no such thing as Jew or Greek, slave or freeman, male or female, for you are all one person in Jesus Christ." And so today, we thank God for women, and we thank God for the way that He's spoken in the past and still speaks in the present through women of faith. And my thanks to you for answering those questions, some of which were quite difficult. So, thank you. And thanks to Tom for your help on the screen.